You should not be insulting your tattoo artist.
Why? He might misspell some of the tattoos he puts on me?
Has he done that? Yes. No way.
Kowalski.
Let's see it.
Look, it's
Kowalski. My jet ski is Kowalski.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that's for the rest of my life.
He did that on purpose.
Yeah, I believe he did too.
What did you say to him?
I said that I'm going to make a movie.
Read. Somebody else told him.
Yeah, so I tweeted it, and somebody else told me. Otherwise, I would have been fucking just amped on it all the way for the rest of my life.
You see?
You should be amped on it.
Some shithead fam is like, Kowalski, what's that? And I'm like, I don't know, what is Kowalski, you dick? And then I was like, oh, I know what Kowalski is. It's the Kawasaki jet ski on my leg. That's what you get for being a over.
You should have just said it was custom made.
Well, now it's a police officer. Detective Kowalski? Kowalski, yeah. He's going to be in one of my movies.
Lieutenant Kowalski.
Great, well, there you go. So that was what? Oh, here comes the pitch. I'm feeling it.
Why not? Why not?
Do it.
I mean,
I want to know what the pitch is. Okay, I want to know what the character's name is.
I'm making another movie right now.
Okay.
Because you might want to check out The Woodsman before you actually accept any of this. And I completely understand if you watch The Woodsman and then say, or not say anything to me ever again.
Okay.
Like, you just don't reply to anything that I do. I would be like, she probably watched The Woodsman.
The CD that you're holding includes a bonus DVD that has a short film that we made called The Woodsman.
Fantastic. I can't wait to watch it.
That's a lie.
Don't watch the director's cut.
Watch the director's cut. I recommend don't be such a pansy and get into the director's cut.
I beg you to
see inside the mind of Jason Ellis. That's not fair. But anyway, I'm going to make another movie real soon, and Allison Eastwood is going to be the director.
Who?
Allison Eastwood, Clint Eastwood's daughter.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Seriously? And then Donald Schultz.
That's great.
So do you know who Donald Schultz is?
No.
Guy who has animals, made massive 9-foot anaconda bite me. I told you about that, remember?
You did not tell me that a 9-foot anaconda
I'm scared of snakes. I didn't know. He brought in snakes, and he put it out of the bag, and the snake came over this counter like this, and I went like this, and I said, get away, and he was like, for real, and I was like, fucking for real, and then he got it away, and everyone was like, whoa, everybody was scared of this snake, but there's no need to have a go fetal on a motherfucker, like. So I was really worried about that. So I called him the next day and I said, can he bring in the biggest snake he has to bite me? Because I thought that would be really gnarly radio and it would
cure. You're fucking crazy. Did it cure you? No.
Yes.
It did?
Not completely. I'm not completely cured.
Oh, well, you're a lot less afraid of snakes
than you used to be. I ended up shooting a photo with that snake in the pool when I used to be married, underwater, holding him by myself. I wouldn't have done that, like, 2 months beforehand. I would have said, fucking, if that thing touches me, I'm going to get a gun and kill everybody.
That's the answer to, like, freeing yourself from fear. So if I'm
right, just
afraid,
to confront your fear full on.
But so, like, if I'm going to go in and meet, like, Steven Spielberg and I'm really afraid to meet him, I just ask him to bite me?
Yeah, ask him to bite you on the arm.
Sorry, I forgot you're married. You should ask him to bite you, yes.
Okay.
But I'm saying, but the thing is, the most important thing is, it's not like a movie. It's not like one time and then you're in the clear. I would say that I would get him to bite you, like, once a week for, like, 6 months.
Okay.
Before you started
talking. So you do this once a week. On a weekly basis, you get an anaconda to bite you.
I get animals to attack me frequently.
Fantastic.
And if it's too much of a distance between the last time, then it's almost like a here we go again.
So you have to start from the very beginning.
There's a lizard that would bite us, this big hissing lizard, and he would bite and he wouldn't let go for like 10 minutes. Yeah.
Hi.
Hey. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Come on in. You want to
Sit
him a kiss, this thing is warm. Like, make out, or like, I don't know.
Look at my ass.
Okay.